Prince and Shay Haley.
Ta-da! Wiffle Waffle. Yay.
Hello, everyone. It is 5 o'clock on a Saturday, which means it's Wiffle Waffle Live.
Except we're missing.
Oh, yeah. We're missing Shay Haley.
We've had a terrible tragedy here on the Wiffle Waffle Show.
She has traveled to Iowa. But later we have Abby Draper coming in.
Exciting
news.
So,
yeah. All right. So we're going to start off with a little funny article I found. And, so an 18-year-old student from Georgia solved 6 Rubik's Cubes underwater in one breath in a bid to set a new record for the Guinness World Record. And his name is Vako Marchashvili.
I feel like...
And he did that in 1 minute and 44 seconds. What do you think about that, Ben?
I feel like that'd be an easier thing to break than, like, you'd think. Because holding your breath for 1 minute and 44 seconds, like, I can do that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can hold
I can hold it for, like, 20 seconds.
Last summer, I could hold my breath for 4 minutes.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went, like, to the pool every day, and I just go and hold my breath.
That was your goal?
Yeah.
You went to the pool every day for the sole purpose of holding your breath.
Well, not every day, but I got it up to 4 minutes. I can hold my breath for, like, 3 minutes
now. You should be on the swim team.
But swimming's not fun.
Really?
Really.
All right. Well, I feel like it would be easier for you, though. Since
but I feel like if you really try, if you, like, practice over and over holding your breath, it's, like, not hard to get your hold up
I guess
your breath
true.
For, like, 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
I tried, like, a couple times to get it better, but I only ended up being able to get it up to 20 seconds.
That's fair. Yeah. That was when I wanted to be a free diver way back when.
Really?
That'd still be fun.
That's good.
Being a free diver.
I think you should try doing the Rubik's Cube thing then.
I can't even solve one Rubik's Cube
in
unlimited time.
I cannot solve a Rubik's Cube. I tried many times.
I can get like half of it, maybe half of it. Yeah, and then I give up.
I mean, half is better than what I can do, so.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, solving a puzzle is hard for me. And we're back.
Good song.
And guess who joined us?
Abby Dreher.
Did I pronounce her last name right? Dreher?
Draper, you have to turn her mic on.
Oh, I didn't turn her mic on, no.
Abby Dreher.
Did I pronounce the mic right?
Isn't it Draper?
Your last name? Draper?
It's Draper.
Uh-huh. Well, I tried. That's what's important.
Well, sure. Okay, so what we're doing next, I named headlines real or fake. So I'm going to say a headline, and you have to say whether it's like true or if it's false. Okay. I think you get the idea.
It's false.
So, okay. Good job, Ben.
Okay,
so the first one is goldfish swallowing takes over college campuses in the 1930s. True or false?
True.
Abby?
Oh, as like horrible as goldfish swallowing sounds, and I want to say it's fake. I feel like it's real.
Because it is.
Oh, no.
The description is Harvard freshman named Lathrop Withington Jr.
the name
That's
of my firstborn son.
Name.
Swallowed a live fish as a publicity stunt while running for class president. A goldfish swallowing trend spread among college campuses in the late 1930s.
Delicious.
Yeah, how about that? Okay.
I took the only open seat next to you. I have to admit, I wrote you off as hungover, but when your head popped up from your lap to vomit outwards, I knew you were the real deal. I tried to keep the conversation as light as possible after you told me how embarrassed you felt and how your antibiotics were messing with your stomach and mind. I was honestly impressed that you had attempted to go to work that morning in your condition, but didn't want to bother you. Then the train stalled for 15 minutes and we stopped. Everyone watched it slide down to the other end of the train, and I felt awful that I didn't have a plastic bag to offer in case it happened again. You got off a stop before I did. Let me know if you want to take a second crack at this. I think we hit it off well, in spite of your condition. I hope you are feeling better. Location, Park Slope, to the pretty woman on the G who threw up on me. Man for woman, 22.
Wait, let's go
back. Hey, wow.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I didn't catch what this guy dropped, but all I heard was he vomited, then it rolled down the train.
No. Okay, so he met someone on the train. She vomited, and they watched it, like, slide. She vomited on him.
Okay, this is uneasy, honestly.
All right, and now This American Life by Childish Gambino. Thanks for
listening.
Wait,
we have to sign off. Our show is over.
Yeah, I'm Ben.
I'm Vanessa. That's I'm Abby. I'm not here normally.
Draper.
Yes. Not.
Oh, got it. Okay.
WHJE's one only newspaper.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Hooray. Come back next week. Same time. Same place.
All right. 91.3 WHJE.
This is This American Life by Childish Gambino.